turundusdoktor aitab.
We are a group of students making a rock band. We want to become famous, but we have no idea how to market ourselves. What do you in marketing radio suggest? We are happy with any advice. So, Raul and Linus, do you have any experience with rock bands?
Swedes have to know. They have a huge export of rock music. Linus, anything?
Yeah. First, I actually read a thing called The Manual from 1988. It's very funny because it's written by the KLF. They did the KLF, hit in 1988, and they wrote a manual, how to have a number one hit in 3 months. And it's, everything's different now. Obviously, we have all these MySpace and YouTube and everything, but the concept of sort of creating hit music, that's a good start. It's very inspirational. So I'd start with reading that and then sort of getting someone else in to help, like Avicii, the Swedish DJ, you know. He created music, was a good musician, but he didn't really lift off until he got his partner, the second, I don't know his name, but sort of his manager, and they created the team. So one musician and one marketeer. So I'd say get a friend that is a marketeer and get it sort of some kind of manager. That's the thing that you need. You can't do that yourself. Focus on the music and then get someone in. And maybe a stylist, but that can a manager arrange. So read the manual and get a manager.
Raul, your suggestions?
Of course, there are classical suggestions that you have to make a good music and etc.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that.
Yes. They're really classical, and but you can't forget about them, because sometimes we as a marketers, we think that to market music or food, it's so easy. But if it doesn't taste, then it's a bad story. But if it tastes good and the music is really, really good, then I can't tell anything else, but you have to find your, I have said it previously in this same radio, but you have to find your subculture, a small subculture that are really your fans, and then you have to feed them and then you can grow to the different other subcultures and to the big crowds, because this kind of things like this South Korean musician who came out of nowhere and became famous in one day. Those things are happening, but they are happening just once a year with the one person. So you can't build on them because you don't know what will work out. So you have to build step by step and start with your subcultures. You have to have, I would say, thousands of fans that really every day they can give all the things they have their in their home to you. If they are really fans, then you can move on. Anu?
I was considering the part where they say that they are a group of students. And this is the first question mark for me. I do agree with all the suggestions you gave, but the first thing for me is also to tell that if you want to become a famous, it doesn't just happen, but you have to make a lot of work and a lot of commitments towards what you do. It doesn't mean that we had a couple of concerts and now we want to be the world famous, but there are thousands and thousands and thousands of concerts you have to give before something happens. So just be prepared to do the hard work, and probably it will take you about 10 years before something happens, is my first thing that I would tell them. I would agree with all the things that you told, that have someone who knows marketing, have a manager who organizes that and focus on what you do. And also, I think that the hard work part, and also try to use the opportunities you are given, but do it your own way, or try to understand who you really are or what you want to do, because it's always much more difficult to play someone's role. You have to be yourself, but it has to be really kind of something extraordinary, because otherwise it doesn't matter. You have to differentiate yourself among the other students' rock bands. We have thousands and probably millions all over the world, and everyone wants to become famous. And then I think also that that what usually people like is to know the kind of what is happening behind the scenes. It might also be, of course, it's always good to show what is the show, what you do, but sometimes opening up the covers, how you do the things, how you realize that this is the best. Maybe it's part of the ways to engage the listeners. And the more engaged they are, the easier it is to become a fan of yours and to follow, because you know more and you understand the kind of the deep waters or the depth of the music. Would be my suggestion, but sorry, I'm not a rock band player. So
I just remembered the important things also that people who are clever in this music business, they say that if you really want to be famous globally, then you have to not only to be ready to and work hard, but you have to be ready to work without no money, and you have to be really passionate, because the most, let's say 95% of the rock or pop groups, they will never be world famous because they start taking those easy money. They go to one club this evening, another club next evening, and it actually... It's nice because they get some money from there, but it actually it's a hindrance between getting famous. They will never be this secret part of them that really has to be interesting. It will not be there, and then therefore they, for example, in Estonia we have this Dragons group. And those Dragons, it's the same. They were actually the first who stopped to give in Estonia concerts. They do it once a year, and that's it. And this was a good start.
I agree. There are different. Everything that you mentioned is good, but the thing with the students and not having. I think that it's. I worked actually in a music store when I was younger, and I found that out that. The people that got famous were often the one with no alternatives that were sort of desperate, because if you have a regular job to fall back to, or if you continue with your studies, you need some sort of desperation to be really, really determined. And that's because it's not always the best bands that become. You need also sort of that extra mile. So it's good not to have something to fall back to. On. It sounds a little cynical, but actually that's the case. And also you sort of you have to have a vision and an ego and sort of that's why I mentioned this, the manual. It's a very good book.
Very good. We suggest that as well for reading. Thank you, Linus, for the advice. Thank you, Raul. Please, our listeners, listen to us again in a week's time, Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And meanwhile, please send us the cases to address mi@mi.ee, or call us if you want to discuss how we should present your case.